Today's Shir's Masechet Shavuos, Daf Chaf Beis, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned, as we discussed in our previous Shir, in our Mishnah, the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, when somebody took upon himself not to eat, to make a Shavuot that he's not going to eat, what does that mean? As Kol Shehu, Rabbi Akiva said even the slightest amount, and the Rabbanon said that the Shir is a Kazayis. So the Mishnah said, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichem Etzinu, where do we have a precedent that Ba'oichel Kolshu, that somebody eats just the Kolshu, Shezeh Chayiv, that here should be Chayiv. And as Rishonim explained this Gemara, that B'chol HaTarakula, the Shir Achila is always a Kazayis, and the Gemara's question therefore is, why over here is the Shir a different Shir? Why is it here a kol shehu shouldn't be equivalent to what it is b'chol ha'tarikula? And a b'chol ha'tarikula, it's a kol shehu, it's a kazayis here too. Ask the Gemara immediately, v'loy, is that true that we never find that the shir is a kol shehu? For in the mola, we discussed extensively in Masechet Makis, the halacha that if somebody eats a namala, an ant, he's chayiv. Malkus, we learned that he could be chayiv for eating a namala, multiple malkus, even though a namala is obviously just the size of a kol shehu. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a good question, because a namala is a barrier. Namala is a whole living thing, organism, a living thing, and when we speak about a namala, there is a shear of a kol shehu, but that doesn't speak to, because, and as we explained so often when we learned this halacha Masechet Makis, because since it's a barrier, it's something independently significant, that's why yichayiv. But that has nothing to do that the word oichel should mean a kol shehu. Ask the Gemara, very hegdish. When we speak about hegdish, that if you eat even less than a kazayis of hegdish, as long as what you ate is a shava pruta, the halacha is that it's considered that you did me'ila behegdish, that you misappropriated hegdish improperly. So again, isn't this a proof, asked the Gemara, that you chayif for kol shehu? Says the Gemara, indeed, there is no chiv of kazayis behegdish. But even though there's no chiv of a kazayis behegdish, there is a chiv of a shir. The shear is not measured in size. The shear is measured in shava pruta. And therefore, since the shear is measured as a shava pruta, it is has a shear. But here, there is no, to say that it's automatically a kol shehu is not the same. Ask the Gemara, what about Harei Mefarish? If somebody explicitly declares in his shvua that he's not going to eat, that he's not going to eat a kol shehu, then everybody will agree that it's chayiv. So says the Gemara, since in a place where a person made it clear that he means kol shehu, that's the shir. So maybe in all situation the shir will be a kol shehu. Answers the Gemara, a farish. In a case where a person was very clear that he means that mount. So what does that mean when somebody says that I'm making a shvua that I'm not even going to eat the most minimum amount? When somebody makes that type of declaration, what the person is really saying is that even a kol shehu is going to be is choshev by him. And as we said a moment ago, when something is choshev, then we're not limited to the shear of a kol shehu. It becomes like a barrier. And that's why the Gemara says that just because in a case where somebody explicitly said he means a small amount, it cannot be a source to a situation where he did not say that. Ask the Gemara very often. If somebody made a shvu that he's not going to eat earth, and he ate it, then the halach should be that yichayiv even by less than a kazayis. Because when was the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? When does the shear of a kazayis means something? The shear of a kazayis has meaning in a case where what you're eating has a food. And we're learning in our shir that what is the shir of food? The shir of food is a kezayis. But offer is not food. So since offer is not food, there's no meaning of a kezayis by offer. So we see that that by shvuas we're not limited to kezayis. Elo. So what are you going to say that even by offer the shear is a kezayis? If that's the case, that's what you're now saying. So suggest the Gemara, if that's the way you're now learning the Tifshut, now we should have an answer to a question that we're actually going to discuss in Mitzvah later in the shir. The boy Rava asked the question, Shlua shalayachal offer. If somebody makes a shlua that is not going to eat earth, v'achal offer, and he did eat earth, kama, for how much earth does he eat that it should be chayif? And based on our Gemara, says the Gemara, the shir should be that the shir is a kezayis, answers the Gemara. Ki aminin, the question that we have Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan addressing, says the Gemara, is only by something, the midi de bar achila kaminin, something which is edible, but something which is not edible, something which is not edible at all, that was never the subject of discussion. So the discussion, when the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah, Heichem itzina ba'ach koshu shulchayiv, they weren't talking about something which is a non-edible. They were referring to something which is an edible, and that Rabbi Kiva was not able to prove differently. Ask the Gemara very kanamis. If somebody says koinem kikuzei alai, if somebody says that this loaf of bread should be koinem to him, the halacha is, we're going to learn later in the shir, that he's not even allowed to eat a kol shehu of that offer, of that loaf. So we see that there is a precedent that the shir is a kol shehu. Answers the Gemara, that isn't the proof. Because kainamis nami, when we speak about kainamis, because then he doesn't use the word achila. And as we started the shir, the point of the kezayis, because kezayis is associated with achila. If it's less than if you don't use the word achila, then there's never going to be a question that the shir should be a kezayis. So the fact that by koinem the iser is even by koshu has no bearing on the issue at hand when you use the word oichel, which Rabbi Kiva is saying yichayiv even koshu, and the Rabbanan are saying no, that whatever the Torah speaks about achila, it means a kezayis. Says the Gemara, how did Rabbi Kiva defend himself? Amalhan, so Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbanan, Hech metzina b'medaba may be carbon. Where do we have a precedent in the halacha that somebody just says something, and as soon as he says something, that could obligate him ultimately to have to bring a carbon if he violates what he said? Shazem medaber may be carbon, that here somebody through a neder or a shvu that he proclaimed could bring to be a chayiv a carbon. Ask them, Loi, is that not true that we don't have precedent that you just say something and give me chayv carbon? For a megadif, if somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is mevarech es Hashem, if he's mevarech es Hashem, if he does it b'shoigig, he's mechayv chatas on his wording. Says the Gemara, that's not what Rabbi Kiva meant. Medabe v'oysa kamrinan. Rabbi Kiva meant to say, where do we have a precedent where somebody says something, and because of what he says, he creates an iser. When we speak of the person who's megadif Rechman Tzlon, v'hai medabe v'choyte. This person is a megadif v'choyte. You can't bring a raya from megadif v'choyte to somebody just an aveira to the case of to this case, and therefore the two cases are dissimilar. Tosfos asks that the Gemara could ask from Shua Sa'edis, that if somebody said, made a Shua, somebody's approached that you know Edis on my behalf, and he swears falsely that he doesn't know, and then it turns out that he lied, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. So again, we see that just talking can make you have to bring a carbon. So Taisha says the Gemara preferred to ask from a Gadif. Why? Because we've been learning in our Shurim about two different types of kabbonis. We've been talking about a carbon chattas, and we've been talking about a carbon oil of a yoyred. And in our shiurim, when we mention these two different kabbonis, we always say that a carbon chattas is considered a stronger aveira than just somebody who's chayiv for just chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyred. So since this is an example, says the Gemara, for which there's a chiyuv carbon chattas, and yet you have to bring it just from Dibur, the Gemara chose to ask from there rather than from Shua Sa'edis. Ask the Gemara, for a Nazar, what about a Nazar who accepted upon himself to be a Nazar, and now and he becomes Asur to drink wine, he's not allowed to become Tameh, he's not allowed to cut his hair. And the halach is, when he completes his term of Naziris, maybe Kavana, he brings a carbon. So we see that all emanated from what he said. Answers the Gemara, what is the purpose of the Nazar bringing a carbon? Maybe Kavana al-Tabura Kamrinan. He has to bring a carbon because something that he created with his words. The high maybe carbon, the purpose of this carbon that a Nazar brings at the end of his term is it's here to make him be able to drink wine. It's not just because he was mechayiv himself a carbon, he brought himself a carbon with his wine. And that's why the Rishonim say, the Gemara also did not ask from a Nazar who's Tamei, that the halach is that a Nazar who becomes Tamei has to bring a series of kabbonis, because there too, the Gemara would have answered that the purpose of the kabbonis is only that he should be able to start a new count, a new term of Naziris, not because it's here to make a carbon. But then I saw the Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim teaches us the halacha that a Nazar, the Blazer Kfar's famous opinion, that a Nazar is a choyte. The Nazar is considered a balaveira, ashtzir atzmai, because he withheld himself from drinking wine, even though the Torah says that he could drink, even though the Torah says that you're allowed to drink wine, of course, properly. So he has to bring a carbon to mechaper on that aveira. So it's not like Al Gemara said that the purpose of the carbon is to allow you to drink wine. So some Rishonim suggest that Al Gemara, Rekiva, whose opinion we're trying to explain, will not agree with Rabbi Elazar Kfar's opinion about a Nazar. That's one approach. Another approach is even Rabbi Elazar Kfar, who says that the person has to bring a carbon for Al Shatir Atzmei Menayayin, never meant to say that that is the entire purpose of the carbon. That the entire purpose of the carbon that a Nazar brings is Al Shatir Atzmei Menayayin. Rabbi Elazar Kfar recognizes that this person did not intend to sin. And since this person had no specific intention to sin, we can't say that he's bringing a carbon Al Shatir Atzmei Menayayin. Rather, we're going to have to explain that this person is bringing a carbon because that's the way he will be able to go further. But even though that's the real reason for the carbon, Rabbi Elazar Kfar adds the dimension of Atzir Atzmei Menayayin, but that isn't and cannot be understood to be the entire purpose of the bringing of the carbon. Ask the Gemara, for a Hegdish, if somebody is Magdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and by saying that it's Hegdish, the halacha is that it has to be treated, as we learned and will learn, to be able to, with all the halachas of Hegdish. So we see, and if somebody violates that B'shogig, he's going to have to bring an Asham Me'ilis. So we see that words have this power. Oysel Atzmei Kriminin, says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where what you say affects the entire world. So the Rekiva said that Lo Mitzin Medaba Mevi Karbon is when something is unique, a shvu is unique, that it only affects you personally. For hi, but when you made Hegdish, it's a Kala Ilam Kulai. It affects the entire world that you're making in a Hegdish, so that can't be a proof. So ask the Gemara very kainamis. And it's important to review what we learned in Masechta Nedarim. When we learned in Masechta Nedarim, the Torah introduces the Parshas Nedarim, as the Torah says, "Ish ki yida nedel Hashem lo yachil dvaroi ki chol ha-yotzim epiv yasa," that if somebody makes a neder, he has to keep what he says. And the Torah also teaches us that somebody has the ability to make something into Hegdish. And the halach is once you make something into Hegdish, it becomes Asub Anah. And if somebody does have benefit, B'shoigig, from that, if somebody has benefit from it, it's considered Me'ilah. And if he does it B'shoigig, he's Chayiv, a carbon, a Sham Me'ilas. But the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Hey, teaches us that when somebody makes something usur to himself, he says, I will not eat this loaf of bread. What he really means to say is that it should be usur to me with, like, Hegdish. That just like Hegdish is usur, we just learned, so too, the halach is whenever you say a neder. And even explains the Gemara over there, where you didn't articulate that that's what you're doing, the halach is, the halacha treats every neder like you are magdish it. That's called a koinim. And if the halacha treats every neder like you are magdish, what you said should be prohibited to you like a neder, the halacha will be this mila. For whom will there be a mila? It'll only be mila for the person who made that neder. There won't be mila for everyone else. Because even though we're treating a neder like Hegdish, we're not treating it like Hegdish to the degree that it's Hegdish for the whole world. It's only Hegdish towards the person who said it's going to be also to him. So we see from here that when something is only also to the person, there's still medabra or maybe carbon. So why does Rav Akiva say that this shvu is unique? Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva's opinion is that if somebody made a neder and was saying that every neder has the status of a kainim, but there's no carbon me'ilah, it's not considered real Hegdish. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Machlaikis to Machlaikis of Rekiv and the Chum and Mishnah, when you said you're not going to eat something, what was meant is in a case, Bastam, where he said, I'm not going to eat, and he did not declare how much he's talking about. Abba Mefarish, if he said explicitly that he meant a Kolshu, then everybody will agree, Divarakob a Kolshu, he may not eat a Kolshu. My Tama. Says the one, what's the reason? As we said earlier in our shir, the mefarish namik a beria dummy. What makes a beria choshev and halacha? What makes a beria choshev and halacha is that it's a significant thing. When you specified that this is the amount you're not going to eat, that makes what you're saying, that you were saying that this is choshev. Vam Rava, continues the Gemara, machloikis, the machloikis of Rekiv and the Chamim, is when somebody made a shvur shloi oichel, that he's not going to eat something. Now that's where the Rabbanan say the shear is a kazayis, and the Kiva says the shear is a kolshu. Aval, if somebody expressed himself shloi etaim, that I'm not going to have a tima, divrakob a kolshu, that the shear means a kolshu. Ask the Gemara, why is that, why was it necessary for Rabbah to teach it such a halacha? Pshita, that's the halacha. Because achila, as we started the shir, that's when we discuss, is achila a kazayis, or could achila possibly mean less than a kazayis? But when we speak about tima certainly means a kolshu. Answers the Gemara, ma'atem litanami, that even when we use the word litoim, it means kadami inchi. And usually when somebody talks about eating, the shir is a kazayis. Therefore, even when you use the word litoim, it should be usur only with a kazayis, certainly according to the Rabbanan. Kamash Malan, the litoim, everybody will agree, means even a smaller amount. And the way the Ritva explains the Gemara is that what the Gemara here is trying to talk about is that whenever we speak about Nadar Meshvuas and we need to interpret what a person says, we always follow Kedamri Inchi, Losh B'nei Adam. And the question here is, how is Te'ima defined? And the Gemara is saying that Te'ima is considered perhaps a chil of a kazayis, because usually if you invite somebody, you're asking them to eat a kazayis, but says the Gemara, sometimes it's used in the context of a kosher. Amar Papa, furthermore, Machlaikis, the Machlaikis that we have here of a Chomer B'kiva is B'shvuas. When we speak about somebody saying what he's saying with the word koinim, there, kol shehu, the amount is, even for kol shehu, you'll be chayiv malkus. My tama, Kainamas nami kimin de lemat kishma dachila. As when he expressed the kainam, he said kainam kikazel lai. So he didn't use the word achila. And since he didn't use the word achila, says the Gemara, our entire discussion here is limited to a case where the word achila was used. But where the word achila was not used, everybody will agree he meant a kashu, a kerefarashtami, and it's, the halacha considers it as if this person explicitly said, I'm not going to eat a kashu. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, if somebody takes two loaves of bread, Shnei Kanamis, he said each loaf of bread independently should, each loaf of bread should be independently also to him. The loch is mitzdarfin. You have half, so the bread from the two loaves can be mitzdarf to the shear of a kezayis. Whereas, shtei shvuas, if somebody said a shvua on two loaves of bread that he won't eat from them, a mitzdarfin. Yeya oimer, kanamis kishvuas. The Kanamas are treated like Shvuas, and just like by Shvuas, we're learning the Namat Starif, so too will be the Alocha by Kainamas. Ask the Gemara, but if we're saying now, Visakadatach, if we're saying now that the Alocha is that Kanamas are treated like the Kanamas are always a Kol Shehu, so then why do we have to start having a conversation? Lamali Tsarif, why do we have to start having a conversation of how much can they combine? There's no need for combination if the shear is always kol shehu, says the Gemara. As we've been learning, why by kanamis is the halacha that the shear is a kol shehu? So as we explained, because he didn't use the word achila. But let's say when he expressed the kainim, he used the word achila. It says the Gemara, the am achila mizu alai kainim, achila mizu alai kainim. So here he used the word achila. So therefore the halacha is that maybe it should be, for the halacha is you need a kezayis. But now the Gemara is teaching us that two loaves of bread that you asur on yourself with two separate kanamis can combine. But ask the Gemara why. Yehochi amayim mitstafis. Zil ahocha lekashuru. You didn't need a kezayis of this loaf. Zil ahocha lekashuru. You didn't need a kezayis of this loaf. So why? Just like by Shvua, they don't combine. By Kanamis, the halacha ought to be the same. Answers the Gemara. The Amar, the way he expressed himself, he's expressed himself, Achila Mishtei Alai Kainam. So, therefore, since he combined these two loaves, and when he expressed the Shvua, he expressed the Kainam, they can combine. Says the Gemara, if that's the case we're speaking about in this Braisa, so ask the Gemara to cover Saga by Shvuas. So too should be the halacha by Shvuas. If somebody said Shvuas Shloi Echel Mishteim, Amai Eim Mitzdarfen. They too, they should be able to combine. Amra Pinchas. Somebody says, so he says, the halacha is that if somebody says Shvuas Shloi Echel Mizu Mizu, they're not Mitzdarf. The Shani Shvuas, because when we speak about Shvuas in contrast to speaking by Kanons, Shemit Toich Shishtei chalukas l'chatis. There's somebody made a shvua. He said, lo'ochel mizu mizu. The halacha is that if he'll eat a kezayis from one loaf and he'll eat a kezayis from the other loaf, he's going to be chayif two separate shvuas. That's why, since he's going to be chayif two separate shvuas, emet starfis. Whereas by kainamis, the halacha is that if he's going to express himself that way, if somebody had Kanamis was saying is a question of Mila, if somebody had did Mila from one loaf, and then he again, the case would be he said Kainam this loaf for me, on me, and then he said Kainam the other loaf for me. So if he eats from these two loaves, what is the Veira that he's violating? The Veira that he's violating is Mila, that he's having personal benefit from something that you may not have benefit from. Says the Gemara, if somebody did this, and how many kabbanis will he have to bring? The loch is that he's only going to have to, if it all happened in one lapse, he's going to have to only bring one carbon Asham Ilis. So since he's only going to bring one Asham Ilis, that's enough to combine, that's enough to combine the two achilas and in the two loaves towards the sheer kazayas. Continues the Gemara. Ihachi, if asked the Gemara, that's we're saying now, that the way this brisa, the koinim, was expressed, it was expressed koinim, but the word achila was used. So ask the Gemara, Ramei I'm economist kishvuas, says the Gemara, but I don't understand. And that just like by shvua they don't combine, so too by economist they don't combine. Bishlam shvuas, however, chalukas lachatas, so can understand. Why by shvuas don't they combine? Because they have different halachas, each shvua carries with it its own karmachatas. Elkanamis, that, as we just said, carry with it one asham ilus, why don't they combine? Says the Gemara, Epoch. Actually, we have to reverse the opinion of Rameya and say, Rameya, I'm a shvuas kanamis. That just like by kanamis they combine, so too by shvuas. The svara that Rav Pinchas just said that since shvuas come with separate kamachatas, but kanamis don't, that's why they should be not combined, is not a svara that, according to this new version, is not a svara that, according to Rameya, we accept. And the fact that there's only going to be one carbon, or the fact that there's going to be other carbon, more than one carbon, has no bearing on the discussion that we are having. Ravina Amma, the Gemara, Ravina gives a different explanation. The question that the Gemara asked on a papa from this brisa, that this brisa seems to indicate that by kanamis there is a shear, and Rapapa said there is no shear. Says the Gemara, ki amar Rapapa, when the Rapapa says that by kanamis there's no shear, that's linya malchus. Vi kitanya hi, and this brisa that says that for kanamis you have to have a shear, is linya carbon. The binan shavapruta, that for to be considered moil behegdish, which we said that the Sham Me'ilis is only brought b'shaygig. The halach is that the Sham Me'ilis is only brought b'shaygig when there's a shear. The shear may not be a shear in size, but it's a shear in value of a pruta. And what the Gemara means to say, that what the Brice is speaking about combining different loaves for a kainim, is talking regarding the value of a pruta. And we go back to Ritva, that we quoted in a previous year. In the previous year, we see here that for Malchus, there is going to be a shear, and for carbon, there's not going to be a shear. And for carbon, for Malchus, there's not going to be a shear, but for carbon, there is a shear. Why is there such a difference? So Ritva says like this, when somebody does an Aveira, so Daloch, he premeditated doing that Aveira. When somebody premeditated doing an Aveira, he shows that this even smallest amount is significant to him. And therefore, you chayiv even for a kolshu when you do the Aveira b'mezit. But when are you chayiv a carbon? When are you chayiv a carbon? You only chayiv a carbon in a case where you did the Aveira b'shoigig. When you do an Aveira b'shoigig, says the Gemara, you didn't intend to do the Aveira. Since you did not intend to do the Aveira, the halacha changes dramatically. And now the halacha will be that it has to be a significant amount. It has to be a kazayis, or it has to be a shava pruta. Says the Gemara. Ravina just said, lememra, the sava rabbanon. So according to this understanding, we go back to the beginning of our discussion. The Torah, Chazal, teaches us of a new type of a neder of a koinim. And the Gemara is now teaching us that when somebody makes a neder through the wording of a koinim, he's going to have, even though he didn't mean to make it hegdish, he just meant to say that this should be also to me like hegdish, the halacha is you're going to have to bring an asham ilus. Now the question is, one, two kabonis. Vatanya asked the Gemara, there's another brisa. The brisa says, kika se hegdish v'ochla, and somebody ate that kikar, ben hu ben chaveroi, whether it was he or somebody else, since he made this into hegdish, So now the halacha mila behegdish kick in. Lefikach, and since this is considered like hegdish, the halacha is yesh like pidyon, that just like hegdish could be redeemed, and the halacha is, so if you, this loaf is hegdish, you could pay the value of the loaf, and the loaf is chula now. But if somebody said kiko alai hegdish, who, if he said the word alai, who mol, he who uses it is moil, because he made that kiko alai hegdish in him. But what was not expressed that it should affect somebody else, so therefore chaveroi loy mol. Lefikach, since it doesn't have the halacha fully of hegdish, anyway, pidyon divrei Rameya. Rameya says that now it's not like regular hegdish, which regular hegdish you could be paid it, here you can't. Chacham Omrim, but says the opinion of the Chacham ben hu l'chaveir le'mol, there's never mila. Why? Because even though there's a concept of kainamis, it's not a regular hegdish, whereby regular hegdish the halacha is you have mila, because fein mila be kainamis. So we see that there's no mila by kainamis. So according to the Chachamim, but according to the way Ravina just finished explaining, there is a kabba mila. We just have to achieve that it should be a shava pruta. Says the Gemara, epech. We have to reverse the opinions in this brisa. Echad zev, echad zev loymol, fish ein mila b'kanamis. It's Ramei that says there won't be a carbon. Chamaimrim, that when you use the word kainim, it comes with a chiv of kabba milas. Chamaim humel, but it's only in a case where I said it. If I said that it should only also be to me, it only affects me v'chaveir loymol. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if we're going to say, the Braisa we learned earlier in the Shia said, the Ramei's opinion is that Kanamis Keshvuas, that by Kanamis, it's not the two loaves are not Mitztarif, just like by Shvuas. El Kanamis, it's Trufi Hodim Mitztarif. So while it seems to be the Ramei is saying that the two loaves don't combine, but if the loaf you ate from has the shear, hamil isbuhu. But now we're saying the Ramei's opinion is a mila b'kanamis, that if you made a kainim, you're never going to be chayiv a kavan hasham meilas. V'Ramei, have we just finished saying that it is the opinion of Ramei that a mila b'kanamis klal? Says Dumar, the way to understand the Brais is as follows. The Devarim de Rabbanim kamahu. Ramei is addressing the Rabbanim, and he is saying to them, L'didi a mila b'kanamis klal, there's no question of a carbon, and there's no question of achieving the shear of a carbon. It's not a valid conversation. According to you, that there is mila, should you not agree that the kanamis k'shvus, and just like by shvus, if you made shvu on two separate loaves, they're not mitztarif, so should be the halacha by kainim as well. And Rabbanan say to him, we hold the svara of Rav Pinchas. B'shua ikad Rav Pinchas that says yichayev a separate carbon chatas for each loaf. The kanamis, you could bring one, you may end up only bringing one carbon osham for all the meal you did, and therefore the halach is that by shvuas, since there's going to be separate kabanas, they're not mitztarif, and by kanamis, they are mitztarif. Amar Rava, so says Rava, if somebody says shvuas shloi oichel, he makes a shvuah that he's not going to eat. So presumably, what he meant to say is something which is edible. And therefore, if somebody ate offer, he's going to be potter because he made a shvuah about something which is not edible. But now asking my boy Rava, shvuah shloi oichel offer. He made it very, and we said we're going to discuss this on Amar Aleph. He was very explicit that a shvuah means that he's not going to eat earth. What's going to be a locha? How much earth will he eat to violate the shvuah? Kiven, since he used the word kiven to amar shloi oichel, since he used the word oichel, and as we're saying throughout our shir, oichel means a kazayis. I double kiven de la midi de achli inishu. Since this is not an edible food, so then the halachas of food don't apply here, and the locha will be kalshu, and the gemara remains with a teiku. Now ask the Gemara another question. By Rava, if somebody said that if you say you're not going to eat offer, you mean a kalshu, what will be the halacha if somebody says that he's not going to eat shvu shloichel chartzen, that he's not going to eat grape seeds? Bekama, how much will be the shear? Kiven, the mesa'ach le'idei teruvis, usually the grape seeds are eaten with grapes, and therefore it should be considered like a regular food. And if it should be considered like a regular food, then the shear should be a kazayas. Since people don't eat grape seeds by themselves, that they're mashahu, he obviously meant a mashahu. And the way I sort of Rishonim explained the Gemara is to be understood with an intem tzilaymer. If we're going to say that by offer is the shear is a kol shehu, because offer is never edible under any circumstances. However, chatzanim, grape seeds, which are eaten many times together with grapes, so that makes it into a food. Since it makes it into a food, maybe it will not be treated, maybe it therefore it should not be treated like offer. And now the Gemara continues. And again, the Rishonim say, we have to learn this Gemara on an Imtim Tzilayma fashion. If it was saying that Chatzanim, normally the shear is a Kazayis, what's going to be the halacha of a Nozer Shom Shvush Loichel Chatzan, Bekama? The Kivan Kazayis is Sur Deraisa. The Nozer is not allowed to eat a Kazayis because he's a Nozer. So if he makes a Shvua that he meant to say that he's not going to eat a Kazayis of Chatzan, that's not going to be a valid shvua, because we learned so many times and we'll continue learning that there's a concept of mushbah v'ayman. If somebody already is prohibited from something, he can't make a shvua that it should be asa. It's already asa to him. So when he makes the shvua, he obviously didn't mean to say kazayis, because he already can't eat a kazayis because he's a nazar. So therefore, we must say, Kikom Mishtaber, when he made the Shvua, obviously, Aterikom Mishtaber. Vedate, Yamashu, he wants to make a meaningful Shvua. How would it be a meaningful Shvua? Then it means a Mashu, because the Kazayas is already offered to him anyway. And therefore, if he meant the Kazayas now, the Shvua will be a meaningless Shvua. Oidoma, Amish Loichel, since he used the word, Loichel, Loichel always means Data Kazayas. Toshma, says the Gemara, we're going to bring a raya from the Mishnah that the next Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem. The Mishnah speaks about a case where somebody said Shvu Shloichel. He made a Shvu he's not going to eat. V'ochel nevel sotrei v'shkotzer mashim. He eats all types of foods that are osur anyway. Chayiv. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rav Shimon Poiter, because we just said, Ein Shvu Chala Shvu. He's already mushma v'oymed that he may not eat these foods. And that's why the second Shvu is not valid. And the Gemara we're going to learn in the next year asks, why did Chum say Yechayiv? Why don't the Rabbanan agree with the Svara that we just mentioned? That isn't this a situation of Mishmav Oyvim Hasinehu? So says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Rav Yochan the Amri, Bekoil Dvaram Matarm Dvaram Asurim. You're right. If all he meant, all he said with the Shvua was that he's not going to eat something which he may not eat anyway, then the halacha is that shvua will not be a valid shvua. And the concept is Mujavim Sinai, the concept of Ein Issachal Al Issa. Here, he made a shvua that he's also not going to eat foods that he may eat. And since the shvua is chal on those foods, it's chal on this food as well. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish doesn't agree with that reasoning. He says, Iatamaitse, we don't find that a shvua on the veil of the treifus should be valid, Ella, only in a situation of a farish, that he's going to say, that he said he's not going to eat less than a kazayas, but leave it to Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, that when somebody makes a shvua, he means a kazayas, but the Rabbanon agreed that if he explicitly said, I meant the kol shehu, it's going to be a valid shvua, and that's why here, the shvua has meaning. The reason the shvua has meaning is because because when you're not allowed to eat nevelis, you're not allowed to eat kazayis, but he's saying I'm talking about a kalshu, or it's going in a case where he didn't say the amount, but we're going back to the beginning of the shir, valiva de rekiva, damar, dadam oisa atzma kalshu, so even if you didn't expressly say you meant the kalshu, it's meant that you kalshu. says the Gemara, so when we speak about a nevela to everybody, it's like grape seeds to the nazar. And what are we saying? That what did Rav Shlokesh say? The time of the parish, that since he said that he's going to eat, that he's making sure that he's not going to eat even less than a kazayas, holy parish, says Rav Shlokesh, if that wasn't what he, according to the Chamim, what he said explicitly, we would say that it means a kazayas. Shmaminob, so we see from here that even when you make a shvua on something which is ready also to you, the nevela that's also to you, or the chartzen that's also to the nazir, the shear is always going to be a kazayas, says the Gemara. So if, according to what we learned now, a tishit, the bai rava, but now we should have an answer to the question that Rava asked earlier. The Rava spoke about a case when somebody said, Shvuah shlo yachal offer, bekama, if somebody made a shvuah, he's not going to eat offer. And the Gemara wanted to say that how much offer is osur, tifshit, that halacha should be, da adiki kazayis. Because we're saying, since he used the word oichel, it always means a kazayis. Because, the Gemara explains, the nevela kofadamya, if we think about a nevela to us is similar to offer. Offer is not something that we eat, and a nevela is not something that we eat. And what are we saying by nevela? The when is a kashu asur? Only in a case, time of the parish, where he explicitly said, I meant the kashu. Holy parish, if he didn't say so, we're going to say, even though it's not something that you're allowed to eat, nevela, you're not allowed to eat, they still will say it's kazayis. Says the Gemara, it's not the same. Loy. You can't compare the situation offer to the case of nevela. Offer la ba'al chilu klal. Nobody eats offer. Since nobody eats offer, it's not a food. So when is there a shear of a kazayis? There's a shear of a kazayis by a food. Offer is not a food, and therefore the shear is a kashu. Nevela is a food. Basachila. It's just for ayu the revela. We Jews may not eat. We may not eat that much. And therefore, that food. And therefore, even though by offer, since it's entirely not a food, it may be that the shear is a kashu, by nevela, which it is a food, then maybe the shear is a kazayis. So, Al Gemara says that if somebody makes a shvua, that he's not going to eat nevela. And to make it easy, he expressly says to, that I mean even a kashu, the shvua says Rish Lakish will be a good shvua. Because there's no problem of mushba v'oimid. Why is there no problem of mushba v'oimid? Because the Torah only speaks about a kazayis, and your shvua was for less than a kazayis. Says the Ramban, that this pshat that we're saying now in Rish Lakish is only valid because Rish Lakish holds a masech the Yuma, daf ayin gimel, that chatzi shir is not awesome in a Torah. But, says the Ramban, that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the shear is always a kazayis, that's only as far as getting a punishment. The punishment for eating nevela, you have to eat a kazayis. But there's a rule of chatzi shear osur min haTorah. So the whole explanation the Rish Lakish is suggesting, falls away. Because what are we saying? Since he made the shvua on less than a kazayis, it's a valid shvua? No, it's not a valid shvua, because chatzi shir is also bin haTorah. The Rambam, the Ran, and Tosfos all disagree with the Ramban. And they say that this teretz of Rish Lakish can be consistent even with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzi shir also bin haTorah. Because what's the reason, explains the Ran, that chatzi shir is also min haTorah? The reason is because it could come to a shir. But Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the shir is a kazayis, is a kazayis, not less than a kazayis. The whole vart of a chatzi shir is that it could come to a shir. But if it can't come to a shir, but it's not independently usur. And therefore, since it is not independently usur, a shvua on less than a shear is not considered that you ate. It's not considered that that shvua should be chal. The Gemara just spoke about that the shear achila is a kazayis. So I saw that the Chashuki Chemed has a discussion. If somebody is not well, and he can't eat Pesach by the night, Maror, a Kazayis of Maror, should he eat at least less than a Kazayis? And he says that the Magen Avraham says that Maror, there's no din of Achila. Our whole shear that says that the shear is always a Kazayis is where the Torah requires Achila. So the Pasuk says, Amatzis Marim Yachlua. So it seems that there is a chila even by the Maror. So he says that the shear of Kazayis is talking about the matzah, but it's not talking about the Maror. When we speak about the Maror, he says that there's no din of achila. And I think what he means to say is really very connected to what we are learning in today's shear. Maror is not really a food that people eat. Since Maror is not really a food that people eat, so it's very similar to what we are discussing when we speak about, it's very similar to what we're discussing when we speak about offer. And we're saying that when we speak about offer, there's no shear because it's not a food. And therefore, it could well be that if some, of course, somebody should try to eat a kazayis of offer, a kazayis of Maror. But if we have a situation that this individual cannot eat a kazayis of offer of Maror, he should eat whatever he can. And according to that explanation, actually, the halacha would be that you would even be allowed to make the bracha of achilas Maror. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that if you have an individual that is unable to eat a kazayis of offer, the halacha is it's not considered achila, and that the halacha is that you don't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha under such circumstances of achilas maror. You can't make a bracha of achilas maror if it's less than a kazayis. Says the Mishnah Shvu Sha'oichel, if somebody makes a shvu that I won't eat, v'achav v'shasa, and he does eat, ein chayiv ela achas. He's chayiv for the eating and drinking that one karmachatis. Because if he ate and drank in one helam, it's like a person who ate a number of times in one helam, that we've learned in Ashurim, but somebody eats in one helam a number of times, he's only chayiv one, he's only going to be chayiv one karban chatas. If somebody says, however, explicitly, shvua shlai oicha v'shlai ashta, so he's very explicit that he means to say that he won't eat and drink, then v'ocha v'shasa, so these are two separate shvuas, and he's chayiv shtayim. If somebody said, all different types of breads, wheat bread, barley bread, rye bread, and chai velachas. But if the person expressed himself, since he delineated each type of bread separately, chai velachas velachas. Somebody said, made a shvu that he won't drink, v'shasa mashkin harbe, and he drank many different beverages, talach is erchai v'la'achas. And however, the person singled out, saying, shvu shlo'eshta yayin shem and dvash, v'shasa chai v'kolachas v'achas. If somebody said, shvu shlo'eichel, he made a shvu that he won't eat, and he ate oichel v'achel oichel sh'enarui l'chila, he ate foods that are really not edible, v'shasa mashkin sh'enarui l'shtiyah, or he drank food, drank liquids that are not really something you could drink, potter. But somebody said, Shluvu Shloichel, Vachon Vels Trefish Gots Ramashim, he's chayiv. He violates it, then the halach is the chayiv. If Shimon Piter, because as we just discussed before, he's already Mujmav Oimid, he's not allowed to eat these foods, and since he's Mujmav Oimid, he's not allowed to eat these foods, ain't Shvu Chal Shvu, and the Gemara gave the various explanations, the Shlokish explanation, and the other explanation, why the Rabbanim will hold that such a shvua can be valid. If somebody said, Kainim, Ishti Shenenesli, he made a neder that his wife can't have any benefit from him, in Machalte Eyoim, Buachon Vels Tvels Shkots Ramashim. So now the question is eating these foods, is eating these foods considered a violation of your neder? The halach is a reishta asura because he ate food. Yes, these are foods that, of course, we're not allowed to eat. But at the end of the day, he ate something which is edible. And since that it's edible, the halach is that he violated the nether. The Taz explains that this Mishnah is referring to a situation that he already, the problem that the Taz has is how could this be shvur bichal? He has an obligation to support his wife. So he says that we're speaking about a case where, as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, a husband has a right to say to his wife, "See, Masi Yudechem Zenasecha, I won't support you, and you can keep your earnings." So here he has no obligation to support his wife. And therefore, since he has no obligation to support his wife, the halacha is that this neder can be valid.